Today is the 26th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. I'm coming to you from Atlanta. The Atlanta area where my family and I, we've come to spend some time with other family from around the country that have congregated here. So we'll be here for a couple of days doing holiday things and just enjoying the family atmosphere of the holidays. I suppose a bunch of you are taking things back and exchanging and changing sizes and finding gift receipts. And at least you Americans. I guess that probably happens everywhere. I'm sure to some degree we'll wade out into it ourselves. But anyway, we're reading from the Contemporary English Version this week. The final week here of December 2018. 11. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 1 through 17. This is a message from the Lord. His eyes are on everyone, especially the tribes of Israel. So he pronounces judgment against the cities of Hadrach and Damascus. Judgment will also fall on the nearby city of Hamath, as well as on Tyre and Sidon, whose people are clever. Tyre has built a fortress and piled up silver and gold as though they were dust or mud from the streets. Now the Lord will punish Tyre with poverty. He will sink its ships and send it up in flames. Both Ashkelon and Gaza will tremble with fear. Ekron will lose all hope. Gaza's king will be killed, and Ashkelon emptied of its people. A mob of half-breeds will settle in Ashdod, and the Lord himself will rob Philistia of pride. No longer will the Philistines eat meat with blood in it or any unclean food. They will become part of the people of our God from the tribe of Judah. And God will accept the people of Ekron as he did the Jebusites. God says, I will stand guard to protect my temple from those who come to attack. I know what's happening, and no one will mistreat my people ever again. Everyone in Jerusalem, celebrate and shout. Your king has won a victory, and he is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey. He comes on the colt of a donkey. I, the Lord, will take away war chariots and horses from Israel and Jerusalem. Bows that were made for battle will be broken. I will bring peace to nations, and your king will rule from sea to sea. His kingdom will reach from the Euphrates River across the earth. When I made a sacred agreement with you, my people, we sealed it with blood. Now, some of you are captives in waterless pits, but I will come to your rescue and offer you hope. Return to your fortress, because today I will reward you with twice what you had. I will use Judah as my bow and Israel as my arrow. I will take the people of Zion as my sword and attack the Greeks. Like a cloud, the Lord God will appear over his people, and his arrows will flash like lightning. God will sound his trumpet and attack in a whirlwind from the south. The Lord All-Powerful will protect his people, and they will trample down the sharpshooters and their slingshots. They will drink and get rowdy. They will be as full as a bowl at the time of sacrifice. The Lord God will save them on that day, because they are his people, and they will shine on his land like jewels in a crown. How lovely they will be! Young people will grow there like grain in a field or grapes in a vineyard. Revelation 17, 1 through 18. One of the seven angels who had emptied the bowls came over and said to me, Come on, I will show you how God will punish that shameless prostitute who sits on many oceans. Every king on earth has slept with her, and her shameless ways are like wine that has made everyone on earth drunk. With the help of the Spirit, the angel took me into the desert where I saw a woman sitting on a red beast. The beast was covered with the names that were an insult to God. And it had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet robes, and she wore jewelry made of gold, precious stones, and pearls. In her hand, she held a gold cup filled with the filthy and nasty things she had done. On her forehead, a mysterious name was written. "I am the great city of Babylon, the mother of every immoral and filthy thing on earth." I could tell that the woman was drunk on the blood of God's people who had given their lives for Jesus. This surprising sight amazed me, and the angel said, "Why are you so amazed? I will explain the mystery about this woman and about the beast she is sitting on with its 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast you saw is one that used to be and no longer is. It will come back from the deep pit, but only to be destroyed. Everyone on earth whose names were not written in the book of life before the time of creation will be amazed. They will see this beast that used to be and no longer is, but will be once more. Anyone with wisdom can figure this out. The 7 heads that the woman is sitting on stand for 7 hills. These heads are also 7 kings. 5 of the kings are dead. One is ruling now, and the other one has not yet come. But when he does, he will rule for only a little while. You also saw a beast that used to be and no longer is. That beast is one of the 7 kings who will return as the 8th king, but only to be destroyed. The 10 horns that you saw are 10 more kings who have not yet come into power, and they will rule with the beast for only a short time. They all think alike and will give their power and authority to the beast. These kings will go to war against the Lamb, but he will defeat them because he is Lord over all lords and King over all kings. His followers are chosen and special and faithful. The oceans that you saw the prostitute sitting on are crowds of people from all races and languages. The 10 horns and the beast will start hating the shameless woman. They will strip off her clothes and leave her naked. Then they will eat her flesh and throw the rest of her body into a fire. God is the one who made these kings all think alike and decide to give their power to the beast. And they will do this until what God has said comes true. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over all the kings on earth. Psalm 145, 1-21, by David, for praise. The Lord is kind and merciful. I will praise you, my God and King, and always honor your name. I will praise you each day and always honor your name. You are wonderful, Lord, and you deserve all praise, because you are much greater than anyone can understand. Each generation will announce to the next your wonderful and powerful deeds. I will keep thinking about your marvelous glory and your mighty miracles. Everyone will talk about your fearsome deeds, and I will tell all nations how great you are. They will celebrate and sing about your matchless mercy and your power to save. You are merciful, Lord. You are kind and patient and always loving. You are good to everyone, and you take care of all your creation. All creation will thank you, and your loyal people will praise you. They will tell about your marvelous kingdom and your power. Then everyone will know about the mighty things you do and your glorious kingdom. Your kingdom will never end, and you will rule forever. Our Lord, you keep your word and do everything you say when someone stumbles or falls. You give a helping hand. Everyone depends on you, and when the time is right, you provide them with food. By your own hand, you satisfy the desires of all who live. Our Lord, everything you do is kind and thoughtful, and you are near to everyone whose prayers are sincere. You satisfy the desires of all your worshippers, and you come to save them when they ask for help. You take care of everyone who loves you, but you destroy the wicked. I will praise you, Lord, and everyone will respect your holy name forever. Proverbs 30:32. If you are foolishly bragging or planning something evil, then stop it now. I guess I couldn't be any more direct. If you are foolishly bragging or planning something evil, then stop it now. I love the directness of the Bible. Sometimes it gives us nuances and allows us to understand and contemplate and think deeply and drink deeply. Often it speaks very directly at something that we would prefer be nuanced so that we can find a way to do whatever it is we want to do. If you are foolishly bragging or planning something evil, then stop it now. Father, we come before you. It's like a splash of water or a slap in the face. And we thank you for that. Because it could be anything. But it forces us to pause and consider what our motivations are, what we are actually doing in our hearts. And we come before you humbly. And invite your Holy Spirit to speak deeply. We have rounded the corner. We are in the final week of the year. And you have much to say to us. Holy Spirit, we ask in the name of Jesus that we finish strong. That we end well what you have done in the year 2011. And that we begin well 2012 because we have finished strong 2011. Whatever it is that you have remaining to reveal to us through your word, we open ourselves to it completely without reservation and invite you to speak. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website, and this week, as we move toward the new year, well, we welcome you if you are listening for the very first time. Maybe you got an iPhone. Maybe you got an iPad. Maybe you got one of those varieties of fancy new Android phones. Maybe you got a new computer. And you're looking and you have found the Daily Audio Bible while you're searching for something for the new year to enrich your spirituality. This will do exactly that. Welcome aboard. Looking forward to the new year. Those of you who are finishing up the year, can you believe it? I can't believe it's the day after Christmas. Every year I get to this point and it seems like, didn't I just do this? Weren't we just here? And it's true. We've almost made another revolution through scripture together. And yet I believe exactly what we prayed. There is much left in this final week that God will say to us through his word as we contemplate beginning well a new year. So dailyaudiobible.com is the website. That's where to jump into community. Daily Audio Bible is a community of people, tens of thousands strong, all over the world, on every continent, in every culture, centered around the one thing that we hold dear, the Bible, every day. So you can dive in. There's all kinds of places to dive in, whether that be forums or chat rooms, whether that be just kind of reading up on what this is all about, or whether you jump into other things. The website is home, and no matter where you are on earth, you will always be able to find your way there, back home, into a community that is going through scripture each day. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible in these final days of the year, I thank you with all of my heart for your partnership. DailyAudioBible.com is the place to do that. There's a link on the homepage. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that will do it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, everybody. My name is Liam from Springville, Utah. I'm calling to put my mum up for prayer. I'm flying home to England because she's battling cancer. She has surgery on Monday the 5th of December. And I'm praying for a miracle that they either open her up and remove everything, or that there's nothing there if I get to lay hands on her before she goes in. I'm the only one of that side of the family that's born again, and I feel like I'm going on a mission like an ambassador for Christ. Anyway, there's been so much opposition in me just getting home. Roads closed. It's a long, boring story. I won't go into it now, but I will call back with a praise report because I'm believing there's something awesome to happen. Again, my name is Liam. I currently live in Springville in Utah. And my wife and I are flying home to see my mum before she goes into surgery. Thank you very much. I love this Daily Audio Bible. I'm a truck driver, so I'm away all week long, so it's an amazing way to keep in touch with the Word. Anyway, I'm rambling, so God bless, and hope to speak to you all soon. Goodbye.
Yes, dear Daily Audio Bible community, I'm calling today to ask for your prayers for a young man from Michigan. His name is Joe. He's only 45 and recently found that he has inoperable liver cancer. He's a wonderful husband and father, and he needs your prayers to help him and his family through this trying time. I pray that you will pray along with me. Thank you for your help.
Hi, this is my first time calling. My name is Eshel, and I'm calling from Chicago. And I need prayer for myself. Over the past couple of years, I haven't been feeling all that great about myself. I'm not sure if it's mostly low self-esteem or just just thinking badly of myself altogether. I have made decisions professionally that have cost me my clientele. I'm a cosmetologist, and I've been stuck in that position of being too afraid to do anything, to market myself, to bring in new clients at the new salon that I'm at. I've been there 3 years, and I'm still the slowest one in the group as far as business. In the past couple of years, I have been reconnected with two exes, and I already wasn't very happy in my marriage at the time. One of them I did have a fling with, but I did not feel great about that afterwards, and it's been guilting me a lot lately, and I prayed for forgiveness. And the second one, it's just in lustful thoughts and having imaginary thoughts of a relationship that was never there. I ask for your prayer, community, because I don't want to be this person anymore. I don't have the right to blame other people for my dissatisfaction in my life because I make the choices and decisions that I make, no one else. And I do love my husband, and I want to make a turnaround and be a better wife to him and a better mother to my daughter. Even though she's a grown-up, I still have a lot of issues with that, not feeling that I did the very best job I could. And I ask that you guys hold me in prayer for God to renew my mind and keep me renewed, for God to forgive me and to help me forgive myself, and to be more grateful for what I do have and not thinking that the grass is greener elsewhere when it's not. And to just keep me lifted in prayer, to keep me strong in my business, to encourage me to do everything possible within my power to change my situation to build my clientele, to take care of my clients, and to be a better businesswoman, to go forth and be a better people person, and to treat people like I want to be treated. I'm not mean, but I'm not always nice, and some things I do take too personally, and I would like you to keep me in prayer on that, to just help me to change and be better. I've been kind of keeping up with Oprah's life class, and the one thing that I do identify with is people tell you who they are, believe them, but what do you do when you're the one that's doing the damage? So, Father God, and I ask you daily out of your Bible family to please pray for me for change and to be better and to mature. Thank you.
Hi, this is Debbie from Southern California, and I'm just listening to the November 30th podcast, and I just heard John come on and thank everyone for praying for him, and I'm assuming that this is the John that we've all been praying for, who we've all been wondering if he indeed did kill himself like he talked about last month. And John, just know that we are praying for you. There are so many of us that didn't even call, I'm sure, that have been praying for you. I myself have been praying for you, and you are here for a purpose, my friend, and the fact that you're still here proves it. And even though things aren't perfect, God uses these situations so that you can go and bless someone else. And I'm just encouraging you right now to take a few minutes and see someone who needs you and needs God and bless them somehow, whether it's just with a smile or a cup of coffee or whatever it is. Take that opportunity. And I hope you've been able to somehow go back to those podcasts where people are calling and offering you words of encouragement and scripture and prayer, and somehow recording them on your phone or whatever. So when you feel those times of desperation and hopelessness, that you play them over and over and listen to those scriptures and those words and just let them encourage you. And, you know, possibly share them with your family if you have an opportunity. And I want to know your situation, man, but we just were praying for you, and it is not God's will for you to give up. It's God's will for you to take this time of desperation and reach out to someone else. There are other people just like you, and they need you, and I'm really glad that you're around, and I'm sure you're going to get other calls that people are going to be sharing the same sentiment. And I just, I'm just really glad you called. So bless you, and I pray your holidays are good ones. And don't let the stress get to you of the holidays. And God bless you. Thanks. Bye.